Oh, snap. I'm sorry. I've been away for a while. I really have. And there's another episode I should have uploaded before this one. But hey, you know, who needs organization? Because that's not my strong point. Things are a mess. But hey, it's cool. I uploaded a podcast to YouTube because when was this? This was last month sometime. Because it had been a while since I uploaded a podcast. And since I'm starting to go back to YouTube and do more content over there, I was like, hey, let's do that. Let's start with a podcast every now and then. I do streams every now and then. And I'll upload a video every now and then. It's like, wow, cool. Content slowly but surely coming back. But hello, everybody. Welcome back to the show. You know what the deal is. Here we are. And I'm back on a more regular schedule when it comes to work. I can't pick up my phone. Okay, here we go. It's actually really good to be back on a more solid schedule. Speaking of which, in proximity to where I work, there is a gym. Same chain, so I'm still going to the same gym, but same chain of gym. But there's another location, like 16 minutes away, and I'm like, heck yeah. And check this. They have a rope. They have a climbing rope, right? They also have a sled to push. Like, they have like a basically a CrossFit section as well. And then as well as they have like a hip thrust machine and a Bulgarian squat machine. Like, this gym, I walked in the first time last week. I was like, I think I'm in love. I don't need like every machine that's out there under the sun, but there are certain machines that make me be like, that make me twitch a little bit. It's like, this is great. I'm amazed. Like, oh man, I love it. It's great. It's wonderful. Those are the things I get giddy about these days, is exercise equipment. It's like, because you get good exercise equipment in a gym, something that's a little bit diverse that you wouldn't normally see, something that makes, you know, what would normally be a more difficult exercise to do with free weight sometimes, depending. Because the Bulgarian squat machine is actually really good, because if you don't have that good a balance, you have some stability there. You don't have to worry about, you have weights that stay at even level, right, on either side. So you're not, like, leaning to one side or the other. It'll let you focus on the exercise. Oh, gosh, dude. I tell you, it is great. One thing I am sad about, because it just kind of shows my decline in since I've been out. Well, since I've been wanting to get out and separate from the military, I can't get up the climbing rope nearly as fast as I used to. It's a little bit of a struggle nowadays. I used to be able to go up, and I kid you not, I would go up with just my arms. You know how they teach you how to do the hook with your leg and climb up that way, basically inchworm your way up. No, I used to just take my arms and just climb up. Like, I'm still amazed that I was able to do that at some point. Now I can't do that. I'm like, crap. So my focus is getting back to at least somewhere near that point. I was kind of disappointed. I didn't get that mad over it. Darn flies. Hey, back off. You little weirdo. But yeah, you know, that's what we got going on. But the gym overall is nice. I like it. They have also the treadmills that, they're more for like long distance. They can really, like, they're really set up for just running straight up, I think, at your own pace too, which is nice, because you know how the gym set pace. Is that an ant? Oh no. Ooh, Houston, we're gonna have problems here. Where there's food, ants will eventually make their way. Crap. It's a good thing I don't have food here. That people do bring a lot of food here. Sweets and whatnot, and it becomes kind of an issue when they're left overnight, because, oh hey, turns out that ants like food. They need organic material to bring back and give to the rest of the colony. So ants are pretty good at finding food. And I personally have nothing against ants, because they're just doing their job. Like, that's what ants were meant to do, and that's what they're doing. I see a little guy walking around. I'll flick him off the desk here soon, because he's not supposed to be in here. But I don't blame him for being here, because he's just doing his job and whatnot. Also, where I work, I've gotten to see a lot more cardinals, because they're then like up close. I was like, whoa, because they're just kind of by the parking lot. They're just in the parking lot. There's like a bush along the edge of the parking lot, and I just one day I saw two. I was like, this is as many as I've seen up close and personal, because the bushes are like 3 feet maybe from my car. The cardinals are right there. I can see them all clearly. It's like, oh wow, these things look amazing up close, and they really do. And as well as a lot of bumblebees, which you guys know, I like bees. Bees are amazing. They're great, wonderful little animals. So I'm pretty much, it's paradise here. As well as a fridge to store things. Okay, Mr. Ant, you gotta go. I'm sorry, but you're gonna cause a nuisance. There you go. I gotta make sure I cover up your scent trail so nobody else comes back here too. And that's the thing. Like, it helps me if, knowing the animal helps you deal with knowing their habits and know how they operate. Because ants operate off of scent trails. They leave scent trails and whatnot wherever they walk. And that's how the others find out, oh, hey, here's where I go. And they also communicate too. Like, oh yeah, you gotta go this way to get here. Like, okay. But I've had to do experiments. I've gotten a chance to do experiments over the summer, just finding ants in random corners sometimes of the place, and while cleaning. And it's just like, okay, take a little bit of cleaner, you rub it across the trail, and they're like, what the heck, where do we go, what's up, what's going on here? There's this stuff in the way. And you can wipe a trail clean, basically, and they'll have to be like, they'll figure out some way around it, I'm sure. But they'll have a difficult time doing it. But they'll eventually get around it. So, today has been a rough day for me. Early on, it was rough. Like, early on, it was rough. But overall, it's been fine still. I can still say it's pretty fine. Also, for anybody out there that's struggling, like, just know you're not alone. There's people out here as well struggling, trying to get through. Not just because of the temperature, but just because of the workload and just life in general. It gets tough. But believe me, your work is not in vain. You know, it is all worth it in the end. So keep working. You know, stay strong. And we're all rooting for you. I know I certainly am. I love seeing people succeed. It's a great thing to see others succeed around you. Because that's what we should all want for each other. It's like to see each other succeed, because I'm like, it doesn't benefit us at all to step on somebody else and crush their dreams and crush their goals and bash them. I'm like, you're just going to be lonely and isolated then. Being lonely, isolated while being successful is probably the worst thing for you, because that's how depression gets to sneak in. That's a prime opportunity. That is free real estate for depression, and sometimes insanity to pop in. Boy, oh boy, aren't those fun things to get involved with. So, you know, work together, people. It's not such a hard thing to do. It really isn't. Also, sorry, this is related back to the gym part. I was pushing on that sled. I was pushing 260. It's on the Instagram. I was pushing 260. I was like, oh, I can still do something like that? Yes, I can. And I did it twice, because I did it once before I recorded it for Instagram. Then I was like, maybe I should probably get a clip of this for Instagram. Because that's how my thought process got. That's how my thought process works when it comes to filming for social media. It's like, after I've done, you know, successfully done a set or a rep, whatever it is, I'm like, maybe I should do another one for Instagram. So I'm not out there just doing one for the Instagram and then being done. No. I usually do one before, you know. If I know I can hit it, I will record, I'll hit record and then, you know, and then put it up. I'll probably still do more afterwards, but my Instagram is evidence enough of what I do and how I do my business. Oh my gosh, there's only one clip on there, I think. Well, there's a couple clips of PRs, so that is another example of, I guess, me doing it once. But that's a PR, you know. That's hitting a new limit. And as time goes on, I gotta find a rope or something in the gym, because I don't think there is one particularly that I can use. But if I can find one, I want to try pulling that sled, because I would like pulling and pushing that sled, I think, would be a great thing. Because that means, for me, that's a functional exercise. And if I can get up to like 400, 500 pounds on that, oh man, I think I found my new goal. Because for me, you know, working out has been a little bit stagnant. Like, I've still been doing it, of course, to stay in general, you know, generally good shape. Because if I can push 260, that means I'm still obviously working out, you know, at some point. And to push 260 consistently, it was the length of that room is probably about, the length of the space that I was pushing it was probably about, I don't know, 20 yards maybe. Sorry. Not yards, because I'm thinking like in terms of a football field. Oh gosh, I think it was more like 10, around 10 or 12 yards, I would say. No, 10 or 12 yards sounds right, because I'm trying to picture it in my head, because I'm like, I know what 20 yards looks like. 20 yards is far, and I'm not doing that. Is far for that kind of exercise. But I like it. I'm sore. My glutes are definitely sore from that. But I think I found a good exercise for myself to do. Because I'm always looking for more things to do, more dynamic exercises to do, something that doesn't just require one particular skill, you know, and doesn't require me to always sit in place and just do nothing and just sit there and lift. Because I've done that. I've done stationary exercises a lot, but I'm like, I want to get up and move sometimes. Like, that's what my body craves. It's just that movement, because I was an athlete at some point, and though I'm no longer an athlete, I can still do athletic things. That doesn't mean I don't have to. That doesn't mean I shouldn't do athletic things. Also, I don't know if I said this while I was during the last podcast. But while I've been working where I do now, I have been able to watch 26? Did we finish the last movie I watched? 26 movies. I'm gonna say that. It could be 27, but 26 is where I'm going to say the official number is. Since I started in, what was that, June? Yep. Yeah. From there to now, to watch 26 movies is ridiculous. And let me tell you, the majority of them were watched in a month span. Like, between when I started in June to that 1 month anniversary, that was the majority of what the movies were watched. It was about 20 at that point. So we're just not going to talk about that. But listen, sometimes work is chillax, and sometimes I like to watch movies. I really haven't been able to sit down and watch movies for a while, because I just have been busy, and this was a great opportunity to finally get into something, because I'm like, well, we're not doing much today, so watch a movie, or watch a movie while I do my work, which is what I do. That also works a lot, and it's been great. It's been a lot of action movies, some westerns, no comedy. I really don't do comedy movies all that well. I never really liked them all that much. But mostly action movies, westerns. that kind of sums up everything there. And some superhero movies that falls into action as well. But that's more specific. I was able to watch the new Transformers, though. I did kind of like it. There were some parts I was like, it's kind of iffy. But for the most part, I think I liked it. It was okay. It was all right. And I got to watch a couple more, like, Lawrence Fishburne movies. Fishburne movies that... because I don't know him that well as an actor. I know he was in John Wick. I know he was in The Matrix. And, like, a couple other films. I think he was also in Man of Steel. But, like, roles that were... he played a little bit more seriously and more of an important character. Like, oh my goodness. Like, he can really act. And I knew, like, I think at some point I knew his background or something. At some point he did Shakespearean work, which a lot of great actors out there will have done. Everybody who is a great actor from the 80s, the 90s, early 2000s, and if we know their names now, chances are they did some Shakespearean work at some point. So I was like, oh, because it was crazy to see him just really get into it. There are a lot of insects here. I don't understand what's going on. I'm kind of disturbed by it. It's mostly flies and whatnot, but they're bothering me. But it's also been very hot the last few days. It's going to be hot the rest of this week. So that could also have something to do with it, because it's cool in here, but it is not cool outside. I sweated my butt off today. The uniform I normally wear for work, I don't sweat through it very often. You know, I try to keep things pretty casual, but today I sweat through it, and I was like, oh, is that where we're at? Like, is that where we're at today? We're sweating through things. Oh, man. So I've still got my deadlift goal in mind for the gym. I still really want to get back to 300 pounds and then slowly work my way up to 400. Because I think I can get there. I believe I can get there. I just have to get back to just serious mode and just go all in. Because my training, I can admit, gets pretty casual sometimes, because I still work out. I still go, I guess, sort of hard, but not as hard as I would beforehand, like years ago, to grow. You know? I only do so much these days. But that sled was like the best thing for me. It really was. The sled was amazing. That's all I can say. Because the pushing of the sled actually really does bring a lot of like power out of me. Because I used to be a sprinter in track and field and whatnot. And I'm like, it really is working those fast twitch muscle fibers. So I'm like actually having to put in some effort here to get things done and actually, you know, go. I got to go. I got to move. I got to do things. I actually got to, you know, push it out there. It's my right knee that has not been doing very well. I don't do anything crazy to it. Like, I still have my cartilage and such. Like, there's no injuries that have occurred to it. My knees are one thing that I haven't injured, thankfully. My back is a different story, but my knees are good. My knees are fine. So I don't really worry about those too much. But my knees are usually fine. And if I have like knee braces that I can wear for when I exercise, so they help me. But I do still have to remember to keep up on my like tendon exercises and whatnot, so that way the joints and whatnot can stay healthy. Because it sucks when
these things aren't so healthy. And they do get hurt a little bit. It's like, ooh, can't have that. So I just got to be careful. But otherwise, I'm fine. Like, I don't really get injured, which is a good thing. And I'm saying that while I'm still young. I'll take the fact that I really don't get injured. And that I can go, you know, harder than last time. Oh boy. And I try not to take advantage of my... And I try not to take my health for granted. I realize that I'm only getting older. My body's only going to be so strong at some point, but until I find that point, I'm going to go until I can find that point, until I realize that, oh, I'm not getting any stronger. Okay, then I'll stop pushing so hard, but till then, I'm going to keep pushing hard. I'm going to keep putting on the weight, doing what I do. Because it feels amazing. Like, to push that 260 was, like, it was really rewarding. I was like, heck yeah. I can just do that. It felt good. It felt great. Oh, man. It really did. It was something else, and I fully enjoyed it. So, it's been, like, it really has been a minute, and I apologize, as always. As I still transition over to YouTube, as I'm still doing that, I will continue to try and include you guys a little bit more. Because the one thing that I'm going to try to do is that posting podcasts to YouTube and here. And I will try to do, because, but the one thing I like is, like, having the fast internet that we do. The fiber is great. I want to try to remember that if it's a podcast, upload it on everywhere else too. Because uploading it to YouTube is pretty easy, because I don't really need a thumbnail. I don't need a thumbnail here either. I just need the audio file. Like, I don't even need the video. I know video is available on Spotify, but I don't do video podcasts because that's not my thing. That's never been my thing. It hasn't been my thing since ever. People have suggested it and been like, dude, get the video. What do you need a video for? Like, it's not going to affect the way you hear what I say, you know? Because if you're going to discredit me in what I say based on how I look, then, I mean, that's kind of a you problem. But, like, there's nothing to see. I'm sitting in a chair, either with a microphone in my hand, you know, to my mouth, talking. That's it. I'm not doing anything crazy. I'm not juggling, you know, I'm not, I don't have a whole circus going on behind me or anywhere around me when I'm doing these podcasts. I'm like, I'm just sitting here talking to you guys. That's the only thing I'm doing. So occasionally I'll take a sip of water. Occasionally I'll return a text. Like, it's not, there's nothing interesting to see. Like, I don't know why people are so into that, because there's nothing to see. And I've listened to podcasts and, you know, and seen the visuals, and I'm like, yeah, I'm not really missing out on much. So, unless it's one of those podcasts where you're making funny faces and whatnot, and you're kind of mentioning it, but otherwise, it doesn't really matter all that much. It doesn't. Because I've had people come into my Twitch streams and ask, like, oh, why no face cam? Because I don't want to. I've gone through that era of showing my face on the internet, and I'm past that now. I don't feel like doing that anymore, because I don't have to. I can be very chill and enjoy myself without having to use face cam or anything like that. It's because it's not important. It doesn't change the content. Either the content's good or it's not, regardless of face cams. It has no significant impact on my content whatsoever. So I just kind of go with it. Plus, I'm not entertaining to watch. And that's the truth. Like, I don't flip out of my chair or anything like that. I don't have any crazy light shows going on. I, like, I have some added lights in my room, but that's not, that really doesn't do much. So, you know, because buying a camera is possible. Like, it's not that hard. I can find a pretty good one. I know which brands to look for and to look at and be like, oh, quality. Since I have used a camera before. But I'm just happy to be able to stream. Stream games. Recently, I've been on a roll with old school games. Retro games, old school games. Like, we've been working Contra 3 on the Super Nintendo. We've been working the Mario parties from the N64 through the GameCube. And I have figured out the technology. I've figured out the technology and gotten the tools that I needed. Well, I already had the tools. I just had to put the pieces in the right place. And we figured out how to stream through my capture card to my computer, so that way I can do those console streams to YouTube. Because for those of you who don't know, you can stream directly to Twitch from your Xbox or PlayStation. Because you can just do that. That integration exists, but you can't do that with the Nintendo Switch. So I had to figure out, okay, well, how do I stream from the Switch to Twitch? Because I've seen other people do it. Like, I've watched people stream it. I'm like, how do you guys make that happen? It was just a simple thing that I had to do, and I was like, oh. Because when I looked it up, I was like, oh, okay. Because the steps didn't seem anything out of the ordinary. I was watching tutorial vids, and I'm like, okay, well, what is it going to be? Do I need to buy something? Because I was prepared to purchase something from Amazon and be like, whatever, I'll get it so I can do this. Nope, didn't have to buy a thing. I had everything I needed. And, you know, after a few minutes of fiddling with things, I was like, oh, it works. And now I can stream, you know, Xbox games to YouTube and Switch games to YouTube, and it's been glorious. I've also been playing game shows, because that's pretty much all that's on my Switch at this point, is game shows, Family Feud, Jeopardy. I hate Jeopardy. Trivial Pursuit, because that's my thing. Trivial Pursuit is my game. I will stomp a lot of people. I can't say anyone, but a lot of people. What did I say? Family Feud? Wheel of Fortune is the other one. Those are the four that I have in terms of game shows. I am terrible at Jeopardy. Like, It is not the game for me. It really is not the game for me. It is awful. Oy vey. It is awful. I just can't. I'm just the worst at Jeopardy. That is a level of knowledge that I'm like, nope, I can't do it. Also, I'm sleepy, apparently. I don't know why I'm sleepy. Well, I do know why I'm sleepy. I had to lug a couple AC units up a flight of stairs in this hot weather, because loading them up was one difficult part, and then lugging them upstairs was another difficult part, because it's hot inside and outside. It's cool where I am sitting now, but in the majority of the building it's kind of hot, because, well, lack of AC units. So fix that problem today. And yeah, it's not good. It's just the frickin' heat, though. It really is just the heat. It's just ridiculous, and we can't control the weather, so I just have my big 64-ounce jug of water and two extra bottles of water I stick in the freezer here, so that way they can be frozen by the time I get off. And one is for pre-workout, the other one is just for survival. Because, boy oh boy, I gotta survive. And I had to, like, order food a little bit earlier today. Because I, like, after moving those AC units, I get hungry, if you guys don't know. Like, my body is, like, has a very quick response. Like, right after I get done doing a lot of manual labor, I am hungry. My body's like, food, calories, now. And I'm like, well, okay, I'll try to find you something. My body's quite responsive in that manner. And I'm like, cool. Because it's like, it's hunger, the hunger is there. But it is, it's there, it's enhanced, right? That feeling is kind of enhanced because I had to do some, you know, heavy lifting and whatnot, which is why I make sure I always eat before I go to the gym. Not like right before, but in a good enough time frame. Because I'm definitely not going to be the guy that gets a cramp at the gym because I ate 5 minutes before I went. Like, I had a double, triple cheeseburger. No. But I did have a spicy chicken sandwich, but I'm working. So it's fine. I'm not working out right now. And I ate earlier so I could have time to digest. Because I'm wary of that stuff. Because I know what it's like to attempt to work out when you've eaten a little bit too soon. And you know you've eaten a little bit too soon. You're like, I was tempting fate and I didn't have enough time and blah, blah, this, blah, blah, that. Excuse, excuse, excuse. So, you know, I'm just trying my best here. So I enjoyed what I ate today. I also had a milkshake, only because it is actually hot. Like I what I've told a lot of people is that, and it's true, I don't do sweets. I don't like sweets all that much. I really try not to. I don't crave them, is what I mean. And since I don't crave them, I don't buy them. And since I don't buy them, there's no temptation to eat them. So they're just out of my life for the most part. And if I can stay away from them when I'm out, even with like groups and whatnot, if I'm at an event and there's sweets, I try not to succumb to that temptation. Because I know that it could lead to a pit of, a pit of despair. Like, though I'm still, my metabolism still is still going pretty strong. Right, I'm not going to get like really fat, super fast from eating a lot of stuff, but I know I'm not going to feel well. Too much sugar in my system makes me feel like garbage. Sugar rush, the days of sugar rushes are gone, and the days of me feeling like trash because I ate too much sugar, they're here. They're here. Like even now, if I do, like, okay, the one thing I do occasionally, and I'll fully admit this, is that I buy munchkins, like Dunkin' Donut munchkins. If you don't know what those are, they're the donut holes. If you don't know what donut holes are, they're like the middle of the donut that that they pop out when they make donuts. So, and they pretty much cover those in the same way that they cover the rest of the donut. Sometimes they're glazed, sometimes they're powdered, sometimes they're chocolate, and whatever. What have you. And I will buy those, and I'll make those things last a week. Like, I will. Because you heat them up a little bit, and they're warm, they're nice, they still taste good. I will make those things last through the week. Because I'll eat, like, 3 a day. And that'll be it. Because that's all I'll need. I'm like, I don't crave them that often. But when I do, it's like something like that. I'll get, like, a box of 25 and... You know, I'll eat a few, and it'll last a whole week. It's like, it's nice. So, I was also able to buy some more pre-workout. I was out of this at some point, but I was broke, so I couldn't buy more. But now I have some more, because I caught them on a deal when they were doing 50% off because they were anniversary, and I was like, yes, yes. Because this is the one thing I need when I go work out. I can't work out anymore without pre-workout. Like, it's boring without it. And pre-workout is not harmful. It's not. The only way it is harmful is if you, like, double dip. Like, as in you're taking two scoops because of, like, the high stimulant type work pre-workout. Because that is 300 milligrams of caffeine per scoop. If you're having 600 milligrams of caffeine in a day, something's wrong with you. I'm just going to tell you, I've been there, and something was wrong with me when I was getting that much caffeine in my system. It's not good. You gotta space it out. So, that's all I got for you guys today. I appreciate you so much for listening. I'll be back again very soon. But until next time, stay hydrated, stay safe, and I'll see you again in the next episode. Peace.